Hello, Patreon.
I clapped.
It was nice, yeah.
Hello, Patreons. Patrons.
I call them Patreons, you call them patrons. So.
My name's Harriet Kemsley.
My name is Sunil Patil.
Say that again.
Sunil Patil.
Sunil Patil.
You ever pronounce it like that?
The only person that pronounces my name correctly is Hugh Davies. He says Sunil.
Oh, yeah.
And he makes an effort to say it like that. Whereas you...
Sometimes we call you Sneal. That's really fun.
No, Kate Lucas calls me that.
Sneal, yeah.
I call you Harriot.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really thought about that before. Why?
My phone autocorrected. Didn't change it from Harriot to Harriet, and it stayed as Harriot for ages.
Great.
Harriot. Harriet.
Great. Have you been...
I've been great, actually. Been doing a lot, pretty busy.
Quite dishevelled.
Yeah, it's because my beard trim has now grown out, and it just looks a bit more messy.
But your hair as well, like.
Yeah, man. I don't know what to say. It's been windy out there. It's been fucking ruffles. Windy as fuck. You know, I'm just a sort of rugged, windy guy.
Yeah, there's a few autumn leaves stuck in there.
I got a leaf down my back the other day.
No way.
And then I took my coat off, and then there's a leaf in my bedroom now.
What? We just left it there.
Yeah. yeah, so I've been pretty busy with that kind of stuff.
big picture things, yeah.
No, I've been, I was in Shoreham-on-Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Another seaside visit.
Yes.
Where I had to do... No, I had to do an excruciating...
Oh, you had to fight some visit and you had your Shoreham visit, yeah.
While I was filming, I had to pretend to do some street magic.
I can't wait to see this.
I don't know if any listeners live in Shoreham, but I was doing street magic there a few weeks ago, and it was basically...
What a treat for people.
It was excruciating. It was filmed in this town square, basically, or like the main centre of the town, just in front of the war memorial, and I had to be a magician with a full cape and a hat, and I had to pretend to cut my arm off. And then people started booing me. But they didn't run it. But all the cameras were hidden, so they couldn't see it was being filmed. They just thought I was
they were genuinely booing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then I had to go and do it again, and fail to do the trick again. I had to do a long speech about Egypt and like.
And people turned on you. Origins. They actually booed.
No, the first time round I did it, I said sorry, trick's over. I've got to go. I can't finish it off. And they went boo, and a lot of them started booing. And then I went back into the building where the director was, and he said, yeah, great, so if we just go and do that again. So I had to go back out there again and say, right, anyone want to see me do a magic trick? And some of the people were still there, and they were like, well, what the fuck are you doing?
We just saw you, you're shit.
And then I did it again, and they didn't boo, but the cameras picked up the faces, and there was genuine fury. Like, they were so angry.
Wasting their time. It's
I was wasting their time. And in the middle of this final take, when I was walking off in a huff because I couldn't do the trick, I heard someone just say my name, and I was like, someone just went, Sunil? And I had to ignore it, and I was like, fuck, it's someone I know. They've just seen me dressed as a magician in public. They can't see there's cameras anywhere because they're all hidden. And I have to ignore them, and they just went, Sunil! Just like as if I was completely ignoring them, which I was. And I got back, and I turned around, and it was fucking Catherine Bohart on a day out in Shoreham, thinking I was being rude. Not only being rude and ignoring her, but also... just doing a bit of magic on the side
dressed
at the weekend.
As a magician,
dressed as a magician in a street of a town.
Stupid.
So I had to go out and explain myself. And yeah, it was, it was an interesting weekend.
Can you actually do any magic?
No. We borrowed a guillotine off the former president of the Magic Circle.
Whoa.
This guy, he just lives on a farm making magic tricks.
Wow.
Yeah, so he lent us a guillotine. And we had a big backdrop. I had like loads of like Egyptian artifacts to put around. It's very odd. Anyway, it's very funny. It'll be out soon.
What was the quote you said about magicians?
Magic. For those that... I can't remember it. I can't read it. I'm going to read it out. It's a good quote. Look on my Instagram if you want
to. It was like, if you don't believe in it, it's not for you. Like something like that. Like,
that's it. It's trite phrase. I think it was like, for those that believe in it, no explanation is necessary. For those who
that's
don't.
That's a very you quote.
For those who don't believe, no explanation will suffice. For those that do believe, no explanation is necessary.
Yeah, I thought that was good. I thought that was very you.
I just copied and pasted that. I was looking for quotes about magic, and yes, I just copied and pasted it.
I just really liked it.
I don't think I understand it.
Okay.
No,
well,
I do.
I got it.
What have you been up to?
We've had the builders in, which has been really good because I was trying to get the builders for like 6 weeks. Have I talked about this?
Yep.
Too much.
The builders, like, they seemingly just turn up when they want, yes. Leave at four.
Well, he was gaslighting me because he was like, yeah, yeah, we'll come tomorrow. And then I'd be like, it's tomorrow. And then he'd be like, yeah, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. And then like, this went on for 6 weeks. And then they were like, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. And then they were there tomorrow.
Oh, right.
And then now they're there every day. from 8 a.m. and sometimes earlier till 4. And it's just, I think what's happened is I'm nesting because I'm pregnant, but they are destroying my nest.
Mm.
So it's a primal thing where it's very difficult not to feel very... on edge.
But they are building your nest as well.
Yes, but they're tearing it down first.
What are they tearing down?
They took out all the tiles, they pulled out the bath, so like...
Oh, they're doing your bathroom?
Yeah, so I didn't have... I managed to have a bath Monday night, and then I had a bath last night, and that's the only times I washed. And then it's like, there's like dirt everywhere.
That's
like,
two dust. Baths in a week for Harriet.
Yeah, two bath Kemsley. And Sonny's like so dusty. Everything's just dusty. And then he was like, he put in the new bath and he was like, okay, I've made it so you can have a bath, but don't take the plastic off.
Mm.
So there's just like a plastic, like just plastic, like, you know, like a plastic cover.
Yeah.
But like cellophane.
Yeah.
So then you bath with the cellophane.
Are you joking?
I don't think that's good for a baby. And so
you have to take the plastic off.
Well, that's what I said. But then he said, no, keep the plastic on because then he's going to tile.
Oh, until he's done the tiling.
But then I had to bath with the plastic. And then some of it's loose, so it's like wafting plastic, like in the bath.
What about a shower?
We don't have a shower. They've got rid of the shower.
What about like a bucket and a cup of water to
Bobby,
pour
over? Bobby had to pour a cup over my head.
That's the original bathing method.
Yeah, so we've been doing that. There's also been disagreements about the tiles.
Why?
Well, because I ordered tiles, glossy pink mermaid tiles.
Oh, God. That's just grim.
I ordered the tiles.
Yeah.
And then, look, let's just say me and Mike the Builder have very different styles, and that's become quite clear. We have different tastes.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have any input into the taste.
Well, this is the problem. We like different things, but...
I think everyone likes different things to what you like.
Okay. Well, me and Mike particularly have very different tastes.
Right, okay.
He'd like me to have, like, three big tiles. I think also because that would make his life quite a lot easier if you only had to put on three tiles.
Yeah.
I've got these smaller tiles, but they're not really small. They're bigger than the ones that were there. So then I ordered these tiles, and the tiles were... And then he spent a day trying to put them up, and then he said they're all different shapes, which... So they've all been cut, but they're all different sizes. So then he wasn't very happy about that. So then he was trying to push three big tiles. And then I was like, no, you know, like, this is clearly just a bad batch of tiles. So then we had like a long discussion. Anyway, then I ordered more tiles, but he's going to freak out when he arrives because he doesn't know that they look almost identical to the last tiles. So I think he's going to have flashbacks to the tiles before, but they are a different company. And anyway, the guy just tried to deliver the tiles and then, no, he left again.
I don't think growing up, my family ever had the builders in.
Really?
Yeah, I think only after I left.
We constantly did because my parents, we moved every couple of years. My parents like did up places, so like we lived in like, yeah, building sites basically. It's like a thing in you maybe that like some people buy places that are already done and then other people buy places and you're like...
No, it wasn't done. I think my dad just did a lot of it. Or like he'd be like...
Oh, he'd do it himself.
Not really. He did a shocking job of it, mainly. He'd be like, oh, it looks like we need new radiators. So he managed to plumb the radiators in, but he'd had to remove all the carpets in the house to do it. And he was
all
like,
the carpets.
He'd be like pulling up the carpets. He'd be pulling up all the carpets and be like, don't worry, it'll come back down.
It's like having to take all your clothes off to cook.
I know, but then for 10 years we had just ripped up carpets because he just put them down badly. And he was like, yeah, that'll fucking do. So I think we always sort of like got away with it. We never really did like big, like, oh, new kitchen or anything.
Yeah.
But then like my mum got one about 10 years ago, but that's the last time. It's only been done once.
Well, it's like, we're trying to get it done before the baby comes. And like one is the downstairs where the rat room is, you know, we put the toilet in. So when the rat room is now really nice and it's like,
it's a lovely little rat room.
Don't think about rats when you go in there.
No, I like it. It's nice.
Calling it the rat room.
Yeah.
And then upstairs, the problem was there was a lot of mold and, it was just all really poorly designed. So there was a lot of stagnant water, which was causing mold. And then with a baby, you're just like, you don't really
Where's the that. Stagnant water? Upstairs? Well,
it was a badly designed sink. So what would happen is the water would get trapped behind the sink.
Oh.
And then no matter what you did, like, you could clean it every day and it would still get stagnant water and mold. And so we just thought we shouldn't really have that around a baby.
Mold.
Mold.
Mold and rats.
Mold and rats. We were like, you know what? We're going to treat this baby like a king and we're not going to have any mold or rats. But actually, we do still have mold in the windows, but we can't God. Do anything about that at the moment. But yeah, well, my dad also did things. So when we moved in, like, my dad was really helpful and like he put the oven in, which was great. But my dad is a bit like me, like very confident about things, but then often wrong.
Because
so,
that's really like good of you to admit to.
Thank you, I know that about myself. So he did great. He got Often out the wrong. Old oven that was gross, and then like put in this oven and like had to cut it all and did it. And then he was like, and then we were like, oh, it really smells of gas. And he was like, that's what happens when you put in an oven. And then Bobby was like, I don't know, like it's not stopping. My dad was like, gas turns off automatically, like you don't have to worry about it. And then Bobby was like, I just think we should worry about it just for a moment. And so then we left to get some food and Bobby called a gas man, and then the gas man came and he was like, yeah, good job you called because you got a gas leak. and my dad was using one of those things that goes like, and you know, like makes sparks.
A saw, circular saw.
That makes sparks. And so he was doing that in the gassy room. And it was, my God. Just has a very cavalier attitude, which is very impressive, and he does get things done, but there's a real risk to his children's life.
Rat room, mold room, gas room.
Yeah, we've
three
got...
ways. Three pretty strong ways to go in this house.
Just ways to go. So yeah, that's just been tricky. And then this morning the builders were in the bathroom and I was not feeling very well, and then I vomited in a cup, and then the cup was like this big, but then I got like this close to the top of the cup and I couldn't stop vomiting.
Oh my God.
The cup was full of vomit, and then it was just really stressful.
Oh my God, a whole cup of vomit. I've never seen my own vomit. I can't. I think I last vomited when I was 18.
What? Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I last vomited when I was 18.
What?
And I saw that vomit then, but I haven't vomited since.
You haven't vomited in over 20 years.
Yep.
2 decades.
Yeah.
I vomited multiple times today.
You vomit all the time, though. But you're vomiting more now because you're pregnant.
Yeah.
You'd vomit before because you drank too much.
Yeah, and I've realised how, like, I've got to stop that.
No, I had a very, you know...
You've never vomited from drinking in your adult life?
18. That was the last time.
Why are you... You?
Not vomiting.
Why do you go around everything so good all the time?
I don't know if what not vomiting life? Is... I mean, I'm not saying it's something to not be proud of, but I'm not sure it's like a badge of honour.
Elliot, how often do you vomit?
Once every 2 months, maybe?
Once every 2 months, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Drinking.
Booze. From booze. Yeah, I don't really booze that hard.
Yes, you
but
do.
You never had, like, food poisoning or anything?
Comes out the other end, that. I've never vomited.
So you have diarrhea regularly.
I vomit out of my bum hole. No, I don't. But I haven't, like, fucking touch wood. Do you touch wood with both hands or just one?
You have to touch with both hands. No. And your head. Both hands and your head and your foot.
That's not wood.
That's not wood?
That's not wood.
That's wood.
It's hardwood floor.
It's not. No, it's not.
It's fake wood,
it's
is it?
It's actually fake wood, yeah.
All right, anyway. I haven't vomited from... food poisoning, I don't think I've really had, like, terrible food poisoning where I'm, like, ill. Like, you know, for days. Mm. I haven't had that because I'm generally quite...
It's just so great being snail, isn't it?
I just eat potatoes. No, I guess quite a strong constitution, I think.
Yeah,
tend not to vomit on booze that much because I'm not a fucking pussy and I can take it.
Well, me and Elliot are pussies.
We drink more than you because we're lads.
Yeah, we're just real lads. We can't keep up with all the
right,
lads.
Harriet, you can have... After 2 drinks, you go absolutely mad.
And that's the problem. Then I can't stop because I've gone mad.
Last time, I think... I can't remember the last time I was hideously drunk and, like, falling over. I haven't blacked out from... Oh, yeah, I have. Oh, my God.
When?
I was 21.
In Canterbury?
No, I was visiting friends at uni in London. And do you know the game Centurion, which is where you have 100 shots of beer?
100?
You do 100 shots of beer, which is basically 8 pints of beer. But we did it with vodka Red Bulls.
Oh my God, 100 vodka Red Bulls.
And I think I was just out cold. I am surprised none of us died that night. It was absolutely extraordinary what we did.
Well, I collapsed just from 3 Red Bulls in
just general
Churchill's
Red Bull
in Canterbury. Yeah, that was when I wasn't drinking.
Oh my God.
To get an ambulance, yeah. And that's when I got banned.
Why did you get an ambulance?
I was underage. Because I collapsed in the
car. No, but what were you allergic to something?
No, I'd stopped drinking because I'd just passed my driving test. And then my dad said my body was missing alcohol, and so it had it was reacting to the Red Bull because it was desperate for the vodka with it. But
yeah,
it made me collapse.
Well, my friend had a fit because we were skiing for a week and we'd all drunk so much, and then on the last day when we were going home, he had no alcohol in his system and his body had a fit.
Yeah, I sympathise with him a lot.
Yeah, I do as well.
Do you actually ski?
I have done, but not very well, and just on the nursery slope.
Oh, okay. It's not very fun.
Yeah. I can skateboard, though. I'm a fucking rad surfer as well.
As if you could get yourself onto a board. As if.
What, a
surfboard? You'd be like a seal trying to get onto a
surfboard. No, just flopping on. Try not to use my arms. Actually, I'm pretty strong now, Harriet. You'll be looking forward to I've done a promotional video for my personal trainer. That'll be on Instagram soon. Yeah. Showing off my gains, my sick gains.
Whoa. Can't wait to see it. So is this the before and then you'll do the after soon?
No, it's more just like me just talking to the camera going, yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice coming here.
It's really nice escape.
Don't know what I'm going to do now. After you've had the baby, do you want to go like British military fitness in the bar?
Yeah, should we do that?
You?
We'll do a 6-week. Yeah, I've got to get back in shape.
You can go to special like people
I think
who help.
Ever in shape, but.
But you weren't unfit. Well, you weren't fit, but you weren't like.
No, yeah.
You weren't like struggling to get up off the sofa.
No, but now I am. I did. I don't think I told you this a couple of weeks ago. I did. This show. So I was doing, I was opening in Oxford and I was closing in Windsor.
Yeah.
And so I did...
For Stu Laws?
Yeah, so I did Glee in Oxford and then I drove to Windsor on the way back to close the show for Stu. Stu Laws, previous guest. And so he organised it. We didn't give any details to anybody about what was happening. And so he was like, what time are you going to get there? And I was like, oh, probably around 9:30. And he was like, fine. But they didn't say anything. So I just turned up at the theatre and then...
Theater.
I went to the loo.
It's in a theatre?
Yeah, the Windsor.
Sounds good. It already sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah. And so I went to the loo and like I was just wandering around and then I was like, oh, I should probably see what's going on. And so I snuck into the back and I was watching from the audience.
Yeah.
And Stu was on stage and so I was watching him and then I was watching him for quite a while and then I liked one of his jokes and then like I texted him being like, oh, that was funny. Like, there was something funny. The woman in the audience thought it was called Wagamama. She didn't know it was called Wagamama. She thought
Wagamama.
It was Wagamama.
Wagamama.
And
yeah.
So I sent a peek like Wagamama and then a crying emoji face as I was just watching at the back. And then he was like looking around and he was like trying to look backstage and then he was like, well, I guess I'll tell you more about myself. And I was like,
oh, okay,
so
I see where
weird.
This is
like,
going.
It seems like Stu's like stalling for time, like he's trying to fill time. And I was like,
so you got there at 9:30 and just stood at the back of the and didn't even go backstage to announce.
And I watched the show.
Yeah.
So I was watching the show from the back and then I realised, oh, he's waiting for something. Who he's waiting for? And then I was like, I should go and see everybody and see who he's waiting for. So then I went backstage and then I found Heidi. And then I was like, oh, hi. And she was like, oh, Stu's waiting for you on stage and he's filling time. And I was like, he didn't tell me there was a rush or like what time or like where to go or who to tell. And he went on stage when I wasn't even there yet. And he didn't say, are you nearly here? Like, I'm going on stage.
He just trusted you. And that is a mistake we've all made.
He just made a terrible mistake. So then I had to go to the side of the stage and I was like, psst, Stu, I'm here.
Yeah.
And then I went on and it was fine. But...
At what time were you on stage by? 10. Did you make him do half an hour on his own?
No. He was just, he was just filling time.
I hate that. The like...
It's his own fault.
Have you ever done it? You've done MCing gigs where they're like, can you just go on a bit, just a bit more? And I'm like, well, what is that? I don't know what to do now.
Just give them a break, you know.
give them an actual interval.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to fill time on stage. I know how to fill time now because this is like a normal chat. But
there's a pressure to be funny.
No, I don't feel that. It's more just like, well, I mean, it's not, you know.
Not going to be good.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What's your name?
What's your name? What do you do?
It has a nice name.
We have to go soon because we have a gig together.
Yeah. We have to stop.
doing gigs together.
When we do gigs together, it's usually like quite a stressful experience getting
why
there.
Why is it so stressful?
I will never forget Barnstaple 2016.
Oh, I'll never forget. No, I do. I don't remember that.
2017?
Yeah.
When we were 4 hours late or 3 hours late for the gig.
You go on about this every single episode. You weren't that stressed about it at the time.
Well, there's nothing I could do. I wouldn't get stressed about it when there's nothing to do about it.
I get stressed about things that there's nothing I can do all the time.
What are you stressed about?
I got really stressed the other day because I had to make a decision. And I just can't.
What was the decision?
It was about. I got my Edinburgh photos, Edinburgh photos.
Photos are tough to make a decision
about my face.
Yeah.
Then I had to make a decision about tiles, and then I had to make a
decision fatigue.
I've got decision fatigue, and then I was like crying, and then Bobby was like,
Yeah, no, I wouldn't cry about that.
Yeah, but I've been crying a lot recently.
Yeah, but you have your hormonal. Whatever it is, I don't know. I was trying to make a decision the other day that took longer than I thought it would.
Mm.
Like, it took me at least like 10 minutes to make this decision. And I was like, what?
COVID.
What?
Well, it's been a difficult year.
Oh, it was between like
brain fog.
Orange Lucozade or raspberry Lucozade.
Obviously raspberry. What do you go with?
Orange. I was like, of course, no, I like the original. That's why I get Lucozade.
No, but is it original or is it orange? They're different.
Are they? I thought the original was orange. I mean the squeezy bottle one.
Oh, a sports drink.
Yeah, ever since you gave me it here, I've been fucking addicted to it.
I know. It really gets me out of the house.
I have it after workouts to replenish electrolytes.
You should get the sugar-free ones, though.
You should get the sugar-free ones.
I'm pregnant, so I don't actually have to. I can have everything what I want.
No, but you just should.
It's not about what I want, it's about what the baby wants. I was on stage and then I started coughing and then I started... Like, because I have been burping a bit. I think I told you this. Did I tell you this?
You were burping earlier in this podcast.
No, I didn't.
You tried to. You almost did. You were like,
no, that was yawn, and I felt really rude because you were telling a story.
Was
it? And then I was yawning quite visibly at the beginning. But I've never been a burpy person. But the baby is a burper, and so the baby burps through me. And I said this on stage the other day, and I said, "Is a scientist in?" And no one was a scientist, but I think it's definitely
true. Is there
true.
A general scientist in?
That's the one that's a scientist. But it burps and it comes out through me because I've never been a burper.
There should be a new sort of job where like you just be like a person that someone asks you a question and you know the answer.
Yeah, that would be really helpful for me. Actually.
Scientist.
Yeah, maybe a scientist. Or Google.
Google's like too many different opinions. I just want the right one. I want the right answer.
I just
want
to know if it's me burping or the baby burping through me.
It's you burping.
It's not. I'm not a burper, Snow. I can't have changed my whole personality.
Yeah, you're a burper.
I'm not a burper.
Why are you embarrassed about the fact you burp?
Look, if I was a burper, I'd own up to it, but I'm not a burper. The baby's a burper. Got a refund from ASOS on the way. That's pretty good.
You can't be checking your emails.
I know, sorry. I was just got a message from Elliot as well.
Elliot's right here.
It's about you. I'm so tired. Okay.
Have you had enough now?
Well, we have to go.
All right, yeah, we actually have to go to the gig.
And we have to go to a gig. We're doing a gig together.
I hope you enjoyed the return of the orange shirt.
Pumpkin's back. Pumpkin's back. You need to get a red one for Christmas.
No.
Santa's back.
Santa's back.
Also, we have a thing that if everybody on social media, please have a look. Does Sunil not look and dress just like Logan Roy?
Logan Roy wouldn't wear this shirt.
Me and Bobby are obsessed. We're watching Succession and we're like, look how Logan walks. He walks just like Sunil. Just watch it. Is Sunil a 70-year-old billionaire? Is the question we need to
Moonlighting.
Ask.
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting as a pumpkin comic.
Pumpkin comic. Yeah. Yeah, do ignore what she just said.
No.
I'm not a 70-year-old. All right,
is
fine.
Is he 18?
I think he's a bit older, isn't he? But yeah. He's had like a number of wives, hasn't he?
Number of wives.
Continues having children as he gets. Has he got...
That would be good if he had a child now.
I don't know. You could do. I could have a child when I was 80.
Succession.
Be mad if I had a child when I was 80.
I can imagine doing that, yeah.
Why?
Maybe you'll have a child soon. Maybe you already have a child. Maybe Elliot is your child. And he's come here to...
No child of mine will produce a podcast. I've said that from
he's
the off.
He's come here to get to know you. And he's just ends up working for your podcast and he has to listen to all your awful opinions.
I don't have awful opinions. I have very good opinions that are justified and thought through.
Will you leave Elliot your crypto money?
No.
Oh.
It will go to charity.
Dog charity?
No.
What charity?
A basket of different charities.
A basket charity. For baskets.
It will go to...
Fortnum & Mason's. People that want Christmas hampers.
What's the least good charity?
Elliot said donkeys. Whoa, no, donkeys. Elliot. They're
donkeys
so
are nice.
Sad, the donkeys. But they get so much money. I remember hearing about, I think the guide dogs get a lot of money. Maybe I think the worst charity would be like something like maybe something for like women that want to go to Pizza Express.
If that's a charity, I need to find it.
Well, if you just give the money over here, then...
Oh, it's you. The charity is Harriet Kemsey. Harriet Kemsey is the worst charity you can give money to. But please continue subscribing to the Patreon.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.